This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Giants officially now are in line for the number one overall pick in April in their latest loss, another humiliating blowout in the starting NFL debut for Michael Penix and the Falcons. Drew Lock helping unlock the number one pick.
Lock takes the shotgun snap, fires one to his left, and it's intercepted by the Falcons. There goes Jesse Bates to the 10, to the 5, and he's in. For his third career pick six.
Bob Papa, the call here on the Fan.
That, by the way, is one of the, like, you watch this. This is one of, not this one, the other one. The one you just played, the Bates one. That's one where I would love if they had cameras on the helmets. What doesn't he see? The guy's right there. And I know he throws it slightly in. Maybe he just missed his spot.
Yeah.
But it almost looks like he went in there and said, you know what, we're playing too good. Let's get this thing going in the other direction.
Jerry, I got to be honest with you. I agree on that specific play, but I also watched five or six quarterbacks yesterday make throws that were intercepted where I thought the same exact thing.
You're probably right.
So it's easy for us to sit here and say, it's their job. They're professionals, of course. I'm not excusing it, but it does happen.
Happens a lot.
Week in and week out where it must look a lot different from the pocketed inside their helmet than it does to us watching football.
Which is why I'd love to see shot. Cooper Rush made a throw last night that should have been picked off 99 times out of 100, and the one time it was dropped was last night.
Right,
so I get it.
You get those too.
Of course
you do.
The
ball that clearly should have been picked off and was not.
God, man.
I think too. Like, that was a terrible read. I also think that's where Drew Lock doesn't belong to be a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I think he thought, maybe I can make this throw. I can get it to Wandell Robinson, even though I see Jake starting to break on my throw, and he had nearly not enough zip on it.
And by the way, not to interrupt you, sorry, Pat, I'm listening to Bob Pappas' call there. Boy, I'd love a
microphone during the commercial breaks.
Just a one-on-one with Bob off the air just to get his thoughts.
Truth
on
serum, though.
where things are at right
because
now.
You can hear it in both him and Carl, their frustration in these games. Yeah, that would be an interesting off-mic conversation.
Yes.
I appreciate that they're not homers. I mean, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. That turned the whole game around. Giants got off to a good start in this one. It was 14 plays, 70 yards, and they chewed up 8 minutes off the clock on their second drive, which was capped off by a Tyrone Tracy two-yard touchdown catch. I had them up 7-0, but then at 7-3, that happened, and the game totally unraveled. Falcons went on a long touchdown drive the next time they had the ball, so it was 17-7, and then one play later, this happened.
First and 10 from the Giant 41, Lock back to throw, looking left the whole way, going to get sacked from behind.
Fumble.
And the ball came out.
Fumble.
Falcons say they have it. They got pressure on the blind side, and it's Atlanta ball with 1:26 to go in the half.
Yeah, I just love Carl Banks.
Yeah.
Fumble.
Yeah, yep. Here we go again. Yeah.
So that was, and then two plays into the third quarter. How about another pick six?
Lock in a shotgun set, motions Robinson to his left. He looks right, and the pass is deflected, and it's intercepted at the line and run in for a touchdown. It looked like he was going to throw a go route to Neighbors. And Matthew Judon with his first career touchdown.
Yeah, that was the one that on CBS Sportsnet they showed on TV. I don't know which one was worse. I mean, they were both horrible.
I also thought on that one, it was so close to the defensive end, Judon jumping offside. Like, he timed it perfectly. But what happens
when
you're not
a good
team?
And was he on the side with Neil? Because that was the play
Evan
Neal literally like nosedived into the turf and blocked nobody and then locked through it and Judon picked it off.
But then when he saw the result of the play, he gets up, and this is not me defending Evan Neal. He very well could have had the play or the pass protection wrong. But he threw his arms up in the air at Drew Lysif, like, what are you doing? Like, that wasn't supposed to happen. But I don't know.
Sabotage.
And we'll never get the answer because Dable, you know, he's like Fort Knox now. He's not good enough. That's all you're going to get. But I'd love to know.
He actually looks like a beaten man now.
Yeah. Well, how could you not be?
I know.
I'd love to know what the actual intent or play or responsibility was there, because what he did not line up with the type of play that they ran.
Yeah, so Giants were up 7-0, 34 in a row the other way for the Falcons. They're 2-13, and with the Jaguars beating the Raiders, Big Blue will have the number one pick. If they lose to the Colts and Eagles, to finish off the season. Speaking of Brian Daboll, here he is, not trying to dwell on a franchise record 10th straight loss.
Obviously 10 straight losses.
Yeah.
Franchise record. How do you make sense of that?
Yeah, just worried about this one and wasn't good enough. Mm.
Drew Locke was...
That is a tough spot, too, to be a reporter. Like, that, those questions, it sucks asking those questions.
Yeah, I mean, you got to ask them.
You do, but it's
And he's
just...
got to answer them, and he's, I think, committed to this. It wasn't good enough, not good enough.
Imagine if he just gets up to the podium and all the reporters, you know, just go, all right. I think we're
yeah
we're
right.
Here.
We can fill in the blanks on your quotes. you can let's go ahead and move on.
Drew Locke was brutal. Those two pick sixes. You know, he did have the one touchdown in the beginning. But did Daboll think about going back to our guy Tommy Cutlets?
No, I didn't.
No.
Let Drew battle through it, and you know, see if we can make some improvements. But just at the end of the day, you can't. It's hard to win a game.
I also thought
turn the ball over three times.
Shut up. I also thought, and I'm serious. As I'm watching this game, I'm thinking, do they go to DeVito in the third quarter? And it's like the kid was concussed last week. Yeah. You're not winning this game. No. Why would you? Maybe next week. I would not have put him out there. I wouldn't have. I would have let Drew Locke just take the beating he took yesterday.
It really doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't, but I know Giant fans want to see Tommy DeVito, yeah. and that's fine. But to me, what's the point? You get the kid injured further?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, both guys have taken hits and been banged up. I mean, that's Locke was hurt. He was banged up last week.
I know,
right?
The concussions, though, are the ones that concern me more.
Well, yeah, just, I mean, it doesn't matter. Whoever you throw back there right now, it's...
Would that be a better veil for tanking if they did put DeVito in the game? Like,
I don't
hey,
even
we're
know
trying
at this point.
To win.
I honestly don't
no,
even
I
know.
Leaving Drew Locke in was perfect.
Yeah. But then, again, this was the guy that they handpicked and paid $5 million to come in and be the backup and compete with Jones and jump over DeVito. So I don't know.
You guys said Daboll looks like a beaten man, and then somebody asked him. It's just taking a toll on you.
Yeah, I'm just focused on our team. our team and try to get them better. And
I'm not even going to play the rest of that.
I'm going to defend Pat here for a second. And you know what this is like sometimes. We're like, well, let's come in, let's fire away with these giant cuts. What is there to say?
I know.
Mean, it's
well,
it's
but sometimes
brutal.
Hearing the way they struggle to say it is fun.
Yeah.
Not fun, but
yes. Or the players will be fed up and you get something in the locker room. Like Malik Nabers obviously has been outspoken, not as much yesterday maybe.
You know who I want to hear from today? Brian Burns.
Okay.
Because Brian Burns?
Yeah, because Brian Burns always has a lot to say. I think he's played relatively well this year. And he is one that I actually don't feel like he holds back too much.
Did Evan Neal speak post-game yesterday?
He did. Well, not that. No, the great John Schweibacher didn't grab any Evan Neal if he did speak. So I'm assuming he did not. But Brian Burns, you want to hear Brian Burns? He said, we can't put everything on Daboll.
There's a lot of things that you can't blame Daboll for because he's not out there on the field, you know, playing. You know, so, you know, that's the, I guess, stoic thing to do, heroic thing to do is take the blame as the head coach because he's the head of this team. But. At the end of the day, he can't make a tackle. He can't make a catch.
Yeah, good. Love it.
And not all horrible in the loss. You did have Malik Nabers and Giants, hashtag Giants 100 in the 100th season. He did set the rookie receiving record. He had 7 catches, 68 yards, but he said tough to enjoy it.
It's really how you look at it. I mean, there's some people that's going to say he did all the things that he did, but he was on a losing team. There's going to be saying that he did what he did, but, I mean, it's a pat on my back, but I'm trying to win. The ultimate goal is to celebrate all that after.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for his sake, I hope he figures it out at one point
leads,
as a team.
Leads the NFL in targets.
Yeah.
Wow.
They made a point to get him the ball.
Yeah.
And they have done that.
I mean, a lot
they
of playing from behind, obviously. Volume, you know. Like yesterday,
yes,
a perfect example. Was it?
To highlight another game where you could say
targets?
Where the season took the worst possible turn was that game in Washington that they had won. And if I remember correctly, I think he had 17 or 18 targets in that game, caught 10 or 11 of them, and then had the bad drop.
Yeah.
At the end. And who knows where the season goes if they win that game. Because especially when you look at what Washington has turned out to be.
Probably not too different than
you don't know that. You don't know that, though. Things change, man.
Wait, so they're 2-13, yeah. Jerry. And if you're saying
you
they
don't
won
know
one
that.
Other game against Washington, they would have...
At that time, the feel of this team would have been a lot different. Yes, and confidence is a big thing.
But, give me... So
I'm not saying they'd be 10-5 like Washington.
What are we
but
talking?
I don't think that the season spirals out of control. They did win in Seattle. They had an opportunity to beat Cincinnati. There were games here that they could have won, and they blew it. So they blew another game against the Commanders. I mean, I don't know. I just think the season could have been a little different. I really do.
I know the Raiders were, 2-2 at one point as well, and they beat the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
And I'm just, I don't think much would have changed.
You don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that it would have.
We don't know.
You don't know that it wouldn't have.
I mean, different quarterbacks, different guys
Daniel
in the backfield.
Daniel Jones could still be here. Who the hell knows?
Okay, but what? What is that? I mean, what is he now?
Nothing. I'm not.
Think about how much attention was paid to where he was going to land. And I mean,
he's a practice squad quarterback.
Right? Why would you? Because they're having a great season.
I'm glad the Giants lost that game, because if not, if they won that game against Washington, maybe they do win another game. They're not in position to have the number one overall pick.
They're in purgatory.
That's a different argument. I'm just saying the season very well might have been a little different. That's all.